This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper, and this is edition 2034, recorded on Thursday, the 1st of November, 2018. After this edition, you can hear the latest edition of our magazine, Chatterround. I'm James Churchill, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Sophie Yeomans. This week, we welcome new listener Ronald Mingay of Acle. Hello, and we hope you enjoy your weekly Chatterbox. And we start this week with a batch of sports stories, all very different. A game of remembrance in Dereham, a former England player hands over a minibus to St Edmunds, and a Norwich City supporters group plan to visit Leicester to pay their respects in light of the recent helicopter tragedy. But we begin with news of a new partnership Gerald have formed with the Canaries. Norwich City has started a new partnership with Gerald just 2 years after it parted ways. Gerald, a family-owned local business, had been linked to the club for more than 50 years, but in 2016, that came to an end after the renaming of the Gerald Stand. The South Stand had been completed at the end of January 2004, making its debut when the Canaries hosted Sheffield United. The stand holds 8,212 city supporters and helped increase the ground's capacity to more than 25,000. At the time, Norwich City Chief Operating Officer Ben Kensel said that he was immensely grateful for the stories backing through thick and thin, and there was a strong relationship between the two. Now, after the two-year break, City has renewed its partnership with Gerald and celebrated the opening of a new sports store, Gerald Intersport, on London Street, Norwich. It is the first Intersport store to open in England and has been designed specifically for City fans. The sports store celebrates Gerald's heritage in the sporting world and its links with City. Fans were welcomed into the store by Canaries star Moritz Leitner and Tom Tribal, who signed autographs. Michelle Gerald, development director for Gerald, said, "I am thrilled that we are re-establishing a partnership with Norwich City Football Club at a time when we have launched Gerald Intersport, our exciting new sports concept store in Norwich. Norwich City Football Club and Gerald are two of the best-known businesses in the city, and we are looking forward to working together."
A Norwich City supporters group is to visit Leicester's King Power Stadium to pay their respects on behalf of members. The Canaries Trust said a board member would visit the Foxes' home ground following the fatal helicopter crash. Leicester City's owner, two members of staff, the pilot and the passenger all died after the aircraft spiralled out of control outside the ground. In a Twitter post, the Trust said, "We have arranged for one of our board members to visit the King Power Stadium in the next couple of days and make an entry into the Book of Remembrance on behalf of all of our members, the football family." A team investigating the crash has reportedly recovered the aircraft's digital flight data recorder.
On the pitch, he was a tough tackling midfielder. But former Chelsea hardman Dennis Wise was in Norwich to sow his charitable side. Staff and students at the St Edmunds Society welcomed the former England footballer to their centre when he officially handed over a minibus from the Dennis Wise and Frankham Group Charitable Trust. The school is a collaborative vocational learning hub, providing alternative learning for young people entering construction, transport maintenance, catering and hospitality, and hair and beauty. Lorraine Bliss, MBE, chief executive at St Edmunds, said, "We wanted a minibus because we work with an enormous amount of young people and there's a need to move them about. I can't thank Dennis Wise and Frankham Group enough for what they have done. To get that sort of support is incredible." After an application was sent to Mr. Wise's charity, he arranged a visit to the educational centre to find out more about its work. Mr. Wise, who appeared in the jungle in last year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here television show, said, "I think it's important to see what people are involved with and what they're doing, and that is why I came so far to see St. Edmunds. I was from a working class background and a poor area, so I understand people that have struggled in life and need help." In the past, the Charitable Trust has also funded projects like sensory rooms and wheelchairs. Mr. Wise said, "I could see that everybody who worked here wanted to try and help these children when you meet the staff and walk around the building. Just because you're not academic doesn't and shouldn't mean that you can't qualify, get into a trade and get a job. Wise played as a central midfielder. He signed for Chelsea on July 3rd, 1990 for a then club record fee of £1.6 million.
Darren Huckabee, Adam Drury and Grant Holt are just some of the former Norwich City players set to line up against a team of soldiers in a football match in Dereham to raise money for the town's Royal British Legion branch. The Game of Remembrance will be held at Dereham Town's Aldis Park on Thursday, November the 8th. It is being organised by Paul Sandford, who owns the Railway Tavern, and Neil Sturman, Dereham Town Chairman, and will see a Norwich City Legends team, also including Robert Fleck, both Jarvis brothers, and Mike Milligan, take on a Queen's Dragoon Guards 11, who are based at the Robertson Barracks in Swanton Morley. Mr. Sandford said, "It's even more poignant this year because it's the 100-year anniversary of the end of the First World War. Last year, we raised £700, and we're hoping we can raise £1,000 this year. The gate receipts will go to the Royal British Legion's Dereham branch, and there will be a raffle on the night as well. There was a crowd of about 300 last year, so hopefully we can beat that."
A girl from Norfolk has been selected for an under-15s South East Regional football trial. Betty Booker, 14, from Aylsham, took part in a team trial after being nominated by Aylsham High School, where she studies. The central midfield player became one of 16 girls in the South East to go through to the next round of trials. Her father, Sam Booker, 46, said, "She has never been chosen for anything like this before. Her mother and I are very proud. She's so pleased that she will be able to play and compete with girls at such a high level." Betty, who has played since she was 7, is part of Norwich City Football Club's academy, along with Holt Boys and the boys' team at her high school. The next stages for Betty include more playoffs to determine the under-15 England team, which will play across Europe. The next stage will take place in Stafford on Sunday, December 9th.